This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Are you ready to supercharge your auto repair business? This is Coach Chris Cotton from AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching. The weekly blitz is where industry expertise and business innovation collide, revving your engines for the week ahead. Every episode has game-changing insights, up-to-the-minute industry updates, and practical tips to shift your business into high gear. We're talking about stuff you didn't even know you didn't know, folks. This very episode is brought to you by Shop Marketing Pros, the experts in marketing for top-tier auto repair shops. If you're running a successful shop and want to take it to the next level, Shop Marketing Pros is without a doubt your best option. From websites and SEO to social media and digital ads, Shop Marketing Pros help shop owners just like you fill your bays, grow your revenue, and build the life you've been working for. Are you ready to take the guesswork out of your marketing? If so, I want you to visit shopmarketingpros.com/Chris and get a free digital marketing inspection and start building the shop of your dreams today. Hey, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're watching or listening to this. I wanted to stop and do this episode before I start the series that I'm going to talk about just a little bit. I just give you an update on what's going on, where we're at, what we're doing, and some of these other things. You know, one of the things, or the title for this is going to be what's next. I'm at this crossroads, right, of what's going on in my personal life. I've been working really hard the last 18 months to, I think I've done 15 classes in the last 18 months so I could get finished a bachelor's degree I started 34 years ago and graduate the day after Piper. I think I've talked about that. Most of you already know that. So I'm graduating the week this comes out. And so I'm pretty excited about that. But I've set aside quite a bit of time to work on that. Now I'm sitting here looking over the precipice to like, okay, what do I do? How do I fill my time now that that's over, now that is done? And if you've ever been there, if you are there, then maybe we can talk about it a little bit. But I'm just trying to figure out what's next for me, maybe what's next for AutoFix, or how do we move forward and how do we help more shops? So big thing right now, graduation yesterday, I completed the last two classes, turned in my final assignments. Everything's good to go. So that's done. Just waiting to graduate May 10th. One of the things that I wanted to bring up is if you're out there and you're listening and you're a diesel repair shop and or like an ATV, UTV repair shop, we also help you shop owners out in those industries as well. I think probably one of the things on the what's next is doing a better job of telling people exactly what we do and who we can help. If you're in any type of repair industry, we've helped those types of shops in the past, auto repair and tires, general repair and tires, European repair, diesel repair, ATV, UTV, RV repair shops as well. It's not something that we publicize a lot or talk about, but those are some of the other industries or some of the related industries that we help. So we're going to lean into that a little bit more and share more of that. Also, can't believe it, starting to work on the Worldpack STX 2026 in Washington, D.C. Help the people at Worldpack kind of start putting that together. We had a meeting this week and we're talking about it, how many classes we're going to do for the business side of it and everything else. Super excited about that. Also, we're finally getting these Worldpack Smart groups back up and running where I'll be facilitating those for Worldpack. So super excited. If you're interested in that, you can shoot me email, chris@autofixsos.com, and get on the list as we put those groups together and do that. The one thing that I'm most excited for when I sit back in my notes here, I have this dashboard that I use. Kimberly, during our business meeting, I think I've talked about it. She fills it out for me so I can read it. And then I just go through and do it, mark everything off as I'm going through. Under AutoFix, one of the things that was on there is what's next. And right below that, I'm like, where's the need? Like, where do people need the most help? And obviously, we help people during all stages of their business. But I still think that the need in our industry is like back to the basics. I think we get successful, we forget how we got there. I think there's still a lot of young, new shop owners and old new shop owners as well that really just don't know what the basics are. So This is also going to be the precursor to a 10 series episode, I think, is what it's going to be. I'm still like sketching it all out and working on it. It's just like back to the basics of auto repair management. We're going to, the first episode's going to be next week or the following week after this comes out. And I'm just going to talk about some of the wording we use and vocabulary lesson. Like, we're starting at the basics. What is ARO, which would be average repair order? What is AE, average estimate, and why it's important? So I'm going to go through some of that. We're going to put it out there. It'll be out in the world, what these kind of the wording and the verbiage we use. And then I'm going to go into margins, and then we're going to talk about productivity and things like that. So that's what I'm going to focus on and concentrate, is getting this series out and making sure that we have some really, really good episodes around these things, so that if you're a new person to our industry, or if you've been in the industry for a while and you can't put the pieces together and you don't know what's wrong, maybe this series will help you out. So when I look at what's next, that's what we're doing and where we're going. I'm sure something else will pop up. I've got to figure out how to feel this quote unquote extra time that I have that I've been using for schoolwork. I'm super excited about it. I'm excited for the rest of 2025. I know a lot of people have been asking, you know, tariffs. I think I'm just as confused about tariffs as everybody else is. Are we doing it here? Are we not? The one thing I will tell you about tariffs is if you turn the news off and stop listening to it, maybe that'll clear a lot of stuff up, because there's really not much going on and actually enacting it. I know I've gotten a lot of letters in our shop about, oh, this price is going up, this price is doing that. So far, I haven't really seen it yet. I think they're taking the opportunity to raise their prices and make some money on the front end. But again, you know, there's a saying in our family, there's no news in the truth and no truth in the news. You kind of have to piece everything together outside of it. So if you're listening to the news and it gets you down, then just stop listening to it. One of the other things I wanted to talk about is business has been real spotty. And I think it's because all of our customers are listening to the news or looking at the news. People are like schools of fish. They often move together. Business has been pretty good for us in our shops. We're still setting records, but we didn't have much to go against. So I think that's part of what we're doing. But we have a lot of shops. I just got done talking to a shop owner about 15, 20 minutes ago. They did $340,000 in April in sales. And a year ago, they did like 230. We're still having a lot of shops doing really, really well. It feels spotty. And one of the remarks he made is like, it just feels like we're not busy. And I'm like, you feel like you're not busy, but you just added almost $100,000 in sales in your month. So we have to put some perspective and think about those things. So anyway, be on the lookout for the series. If you're sitting out there and you've come to a crossroads, you free some time, whatever, and you're thinking about what's next, I want you to add the other question that I did. Where's the need? Where's the need for you? Where's the need for your business? How do we service those around us? So think about where's the need, think about what's next, and stay tuned. We've got some great things coming. I'd like to give another shout out to our sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros. They're the only marketing company I recommend, and they handle all of the marketing for my own shop as well. If you're serious about growth, you need strategies that actually work. Better websites, higher Google rankings, and ads that bring real customers through your doors. Visit shopmarketingpros.com/Chris and partner with a team that understands your business, because every great shop deserves marketing that's just as great. Thank everybody for tuning in to the Weekly Blitz. Remember, it's time to rise, grind, and keep your mindset positive. Until next time, this is Coach Chris Cotton signing off. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton on the AftermarketRadioNetwork.com. Follow Chris on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Chris is all for advancing the aftermarket.